One of my favorite comments on my YouTube channel or my podcast or my Instagram or LinkedIn is when somebody says, Gary V, you're getting boring, you say the same shit. I go, that's the point. If you really understand the process, I think there's way too many people talking about stuff they don't understand or because they think it will do well for them. I only want to talk about the stuff that I understand because it's the only way I can bring any value. And I'm fine if somebody feels like they got it. I think, how many people here have watched my vlog? Raise your hand. Thank you. So I think you guys know on the vlog, every 20, 30 episodes, 50 episodes, I get weird and look at the camera and say, what the fuck are you still watching this for? And I think when I think of myself in the personalities that speak or write books or put content, I feel like I'm the reverse. I want people to hear me and then for free and then go on and do their thing and win instead of keeping people in my funnel and monetize them through courses or masterminds or other things. I think that's important, and I'll tell you why. I think that it's super important to watch who you take advice from. I always am fascinated when people are like, Gary, I've been watching your business videos, like a friend, forget about, you know, like somebody I've known for 25 years. They're like, Gary, I've been watching your stuff lately, but my uncle tells me I should do this. And the first question I always ask is, and the person's asking a business question, and I ask them, well, tell me about your uncle. And they're like, well, he's a gym teacher at our high school. I'm like, well, if you want to be a gym teacher, your uncle is a tremendous person to listen to. But if you want to build a business, I think I'm better at building businesses than your uncle. And so the reason I start this talk this way is because I think I have a little bit of a curveball for people that have been following me for a little while. I think a lot of you know that one of the things I fear the most, fear, is I don't want to be a motivational speaker. Like, I don't like that at all. I mean it. I don't like it at all because I don't think of myself that way. But over the last year and a half, the reason I've put out content that may be more rah-rah or things of that nature is because I've realized, my God, my greatest strength, the thing that I realize I can give best advice on is I'm the byproduct of very good parenting, very good environment, which means I didn't grow up with much, so I'm not entitled, very tried and true 20 years of business at this point based on work ethic and based on giving value to the customer over anything else. And I realized that if you're here on a beautiful Saturday in the summer for this talk, that we have to start in the strategy of where your head's at, and then I can talk to you about the fact, and this is just true, there's a reason, I don't know if you guys know this, but VaynerMedia is opening an office in Singapore in the first quarter of next year, right? So I'm gonna be here a lot more going forward over the next 5 years. So if you see me in a restaurant, don't just stare at me, come over and say hello. But I think that the thing that's on my mind in this market is mindset. I can give you the reasons we're opening an office in Singapore, because in Southeast Asia, my marketing strategies of buying Facebook ads, running ads with KOLs and giving them as much money as possible, doing podcast and LinkedIn content works better in Singapore and Malaysia and Indonesia than it does in America or Europe. So all the propaganda that I push around Facebook advertising and Instagram and all that, I promise you, whether you're a lawyer or you have an app startup or you want to sell t-shirts, I don't understand why anyone's confused. The only practical advice I have for you right now, practical, black and white, is run more ads on social media. And if you're going to run more ads on social media to do whatever you're trying to sell, your course, your sneakers, your real estate, whatever you do, there's one part that breaks in running more ads on social media. Do you know how to put a good picture or video or written word in the ad? the variable of running great ads is the creative itself. And I think too many people don't respect the art enough, they just respect the math. But from a practical standpoint, everybody here should be running a lot more social media. Nobody here is taking it serious enough. I'll tell you why. I take it more serious than my own religion, and I don't take it serious enough. So if I'm up here and I don't take it serious enough, there is nobody here that is taking how big of an opportunity this is serious enough. How many people have ever spent time or pay attention to real estate? Raise your hands. Real estate. Okay, thank you. I think about what's happening right now the way I think about real estate. I don't trade beachfront property or skyscrapers or homes or houses. I trade attention. To me, I know that everybody in here, when I look around this room, from youngsters from this region to people that have been around the block for a couple of minutes, maybe not from this region, when I look at all your faces, the one thing I know that I can talk about right here that will matter to everybody, whether you have money or don't, whether you're 20 or you're 80, is attention. Because it is the currency that we all have to figure out how to get to make the next thing happen. The thing that is happening globally in the world is about attention. The reason so much change is happening politically around the world is because the attention of the citizens in the world have moved to this, and the newspaper, radio, television era of the last 80 years has been disrupted, which is why you're seeing results in Malaysia, the US, London, that are different than what people expected. They are naive and underestimating the enormous power of this. We, in this room, are in a time where we equally can take advantage of this. The amount of people sitting around dwelling about what this is doing instead of realizing that you can do something for yourselves with it is fascinating to me. My friends, this is a mindset game and an education game. Everybody thinks education's important. You hear that propaganda all the time, right? I agree. I think the way education is sold and the infrastructure around it today is broken. But I think education is the most powerful thing in the world. I'm desperate for people in this room to be educated on how to run Facebook ads. It is a skill. It's a vocational skill. If you know how to run Facebook ads like an expert in 2018, you will make a lot of money. Not a little bit, a lot. How many people here have run Facebook ads and it didn't work? Raise your hands. Raise it high. Actually, stand up. Stand up. I mean it. Please stand up. Stand up, I see a lot of you who haven't yet. Stand up if you just raised your hand. Stand up if you've run Facebook ads and it didn't work. I'm gonna give you 2 more minutes, no lying. Ready? I want everybody to look around. Look around, got it? All these people that are standing suck. I'm kidding, sit down. But it's a very important point. The reason I did that, and the reason I wanted everybody to see it, is I was standing too. I have run hundreds of thousands of dollars of ads that didn't work. But I've also run hundreds of thousands of dollars of ads that have worked. VaynerMedia has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on ads that have worked, and hundreds of millions of dollars that have not. The ROI of something is based on your talent to use it. The ROI of something is based on your talent to use it. The ROI of a basketball for me, zero. The ROI of a basketball for LeBron James, $1 billion. You have run Facebook ads and it didn't work. It doesn't mean that Facebook ads don't work. It means that you ran Facebook ads that didn't work. This is a very important point. Here is why. I stand up here today with a man of massive regret about one very narrow thing in business that ironically people cheer for me for, but I boo myself. Let me reenact something that happened 20 minutes ago. I was being introduced very nicely, and at one point the gentleman said, and he took his family business from $4 to $60 million. And you know what you guys did? You clapped loud. Let me tell you what I was doing. I'll actually reenact it, maybe you'll hear me. I was right here, and he said, And he took his business from $4 to $60 million. And you guys cheered loud. Let me tell you what I was doing. Fuck. Let me tell you why. In 2001 to 2004, I ran Google AdWords when it was new and most people didn't understand it. A lot of people said it wasn't working. I know, I had a lot of ads that didn't work either. If this was literally 2004, I would ask everybody here to say, stand up if you've run Google Ads and it didn't work. And the same amount of people would have stood up, okay? What I know about Wine Library was between email and Google AdWords, that was a dominant reason that I was able to take my dad's business that didn't have a lot of money and explode it, because it was right. It's the same reason that Amazon is gonna be one of the biggest companies in the world, because they were the biggest advertiser on Google AdWords during that era. I sit behind stage while I get clapped 4 to 60, and my brain says it should have been 4 to 250. If I was good enough and went hard enough and took more money and tried harder and slept less and went harder, it would have been 4 to 250. I stand here today knowing that's exactly what's happening right now on Facebook and Instagram. That every person in this room is gonna remember this part of the speech in 7 years and look back, and 98% of you, because you're not gonna do it, are gonna say, I fucked up, I should have listened to him. I mean that. I mean it. I know it, because even I am not spending enough. I'm spending so much, I have a 30-person team, I'm spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I should be spending millions. So please, my friends, understand the following. If you are not producing content for Facebook, for YouTube, for LinkedIn, depending on your business, depending on who you're trying to reach, if you do not understand that pictures, videos, and written words, and audio for 7 to 8 apps on the phone is the world, then you are vulnerable. If you do not understand that we are living in a special moment of time, because let me tell you what's about to happen over the next 5 years. VaynerMedia is about to become one of the biggest marketing companies in the world, because Coca-Cola and BMW and GE and SAP and Nike are all gonna hire us over the next 5 years, and I'm gonna take $500 million from television and I'm gonna put it into Facebook. Facebook is a marketplace. So when Facebook, you have to understand, you're all very smart, Facebook and Instagram. If you wanna reach somebody that lives in Singapore who makes $100,000 a year and I wanna get in front of you, it's gonna be in your feed. Either you're gonna be there or Nike's gonna be there. Who has more money? They're gonna bid you up, and now it costs $6 to get 1,000 in front of 1,000 people, of which only 13 look, because we all go fast, I got it. But it's still $6 for 13 people. But in 4 years, it's gonna be $38 for 1,000, and only 6 are gonna look at it. My friends, this is a moment in time on social networks, on a mobile device, that is unparalleled in the history of marketing. Better than early television, better than early internet. You know why? Everybody's on it. Everybody is on it. From 6 years old to 96 years old. There are 65-year-old men sending text emojis right now. Everybody, your grandparents are on it. This has happened. Please stop fucking around. One of my